The Major Domo came for him as soon as he had breakfasted. He led Taita to Hannah's rooms, where he found all four surgeons awaiting his arrival. They began at once. It was strange for Taita not to be consulted, and instead to be treated like a piece of insensate meat on a butcher's slab. They began with the preliminary examination, not neglecting the product of his digestive processes, the smell of his breath, the condition of his skin, and the soles of his feet. Dr. Rei opened his mouth and looked at his tongue, gums, and teeth. "Lord Taita's teeth are much worn and corroded, Dr. Hannah. The roots badly mortified. They must be causing him pain. Is that not so, my lord?" Taita's grunt was non-committal, and Rei went on. "Very soon they will constitute a serious threat to his health and eventually his life. They should be removed as soon as possible and the gums seeded afresh." Hannah agreed at once. "I have taken such eventualities into account and made arrangements to harvest more essence than we will need for the regrowth of the damaged area in the groin. They will be sufficient for you to use on his gums." At last they arrived at the site of his injuries. They hovered over his lower body, pressing and touching the area of the cicatrice. Rei measured it with a pair of calipers and made notes on a papyrus scroll in small, beautifully drawn hieroglyphics. While they worked, they discussed the mutilated area in dispassionate detail. "All the scar tissue will have to be dissected out. We must get down to the raw flesh and the open blood vessels so that the seeding will have a firm foundation on which to grow," Hannah explained, then turned to Rei. "Will you trace the major nerves and determine their residual viability for us?" Rei used a bronze needle to trace the nerve endings. It was torture to submit to her probe. Quickly, Taita controlled his mind to filter out the pain. Rei realized what he was doing and told him sternly, "I admire your ability to suppress pain, Lord Taita, as it will stand you in good stead later. However, during my examination, you must let it through. If you continue to block it, I will be unable to discover which part of your flesh is dead and must be removed, and which is alive for us to build upon." She used black dye to draw lines and symbols on his lower body to guide Hannah's scalpel. By the time she had set it aside, Taita was bleeding from hundreds of tiny painful needle pricks and was pale and sweating from the torment she had inflicted. While he recovered, the four surgeons discussed her conclusions. "It is as well that we have on hand more than the usual quantity of seeding. The area we will have to recover is larger than I first calculated. Taking into account the amount needed for the new teeth, we shall require all that I have harvested," Hannah told them. "That is indeed so. The open area will be extensive, and will take much longer to heal than any reconstruction we have attempted previously. By what means can we ensure the passage of urine and feces from the site without contaminating the wound?" asked Giba. "The anus will not be involved, and will continue to function in its accustomed manner. However, I intend to place a copper tube in the urethra. Initially, this will convey the urine, but as soon as the seeding begins to stabilize and cover the open wound, it will be removed to allow normal regrowth of the organ." Although Taita was the subject, he managed to maintain an objective interest in the discussion, and even made contributions that the others welcomed. When every facet of the procedure had been covered in exhaustive detail, Asem referred to him one last time. "I have herbs that can be used to suppress pain, but perhaps they will not be necessary. While Dr. Rei was examining you, I was amazed by your technique of pain control. Will you be able to use it during the operation, or should I employ my potions?" "I am sure that they are most effective, but I would prefer to control the pain myself," Taita told him. "I shall observe your technique with the utmost attention." It was the middle of the afternoon before Hannah brought the conference to a conclusion, and Taita was allowed to return to his quarters. Before he left her, Hannah said, "Dr. Asim has arranged for a herbal potion to be left beside your bed in a green glass phial. Drink it in a full bowl of warm water. It will purge your bladder and bowels in preparation for the operation. Please do not drink or eat anything more tonight or tomorrow morning. In the morning, I would like to begin as soon as the light is good enough. We must give ourselves ample time. We cannot be sure what unexpected difficulties we may encounter. It is essential that we finish during daylight hours. Oil lamps will give insufficient light for our needs." "I will be ready," Taita assured her.